Welcome to MMA Financial Talk with the team from Mills McCarron and Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. MMA Financial Talk is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with MMA Financial Talk.
Welcome to MMA Financial Talk. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, the one and only David McCarron. David, great to be here with you today. I'm excited. This is basically the inaugural show. We're going to be doing this each and every week with great financial tips and advice for the listeners out there. But first, let's talk about you. First of all, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's start by talking today about you so our listeners can get to know you and a little bit about MMA, who's really sponsoring this. And you work with this financial firm. This is your firm. How long have you been in the business, David?
Yes, Tony. I started in the business in 1986, so I'm starting my 39th year. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
You must have started when you were like 10.
Started when I was 10 years old.
Yeah,
12,
yeah. You don't look a day over 49, David.
Thank you, Tony. my degree was actually from Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, and my degree was in agriculture engineering. But I got interested in the financial world and made a change back in 1986, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Wow, that's great. You've been doing this quite a while. So you've been working, helping people with their finances and working in the financial world for a long time.
Yes. I know a lot of changes over the years, too.
I bet you have. We're going to talk about some of those changes on the show. I mean, I think people don't know how good they have it with some of the changes, right?
It's true. Yeah.
There's a lot more tools and things and options out there than there used to be, aren't there?
Oh, yes. When I started, there were a handful of mutual funds and individual stocks and bonds, and that was about it. There's a lot more things to offer today to clients.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. So you work there with Robert Mills, and yes. It's MMA Financial, right?
Well, our name is Mills McCarron and Associates. Robert and I started working together back in 1990 and formed a partnership in 91. And I've been doing that ever since.
Wow. Okay. So what are some of the things you do for your clients there and for people here in the community?
Well, I handle all the security side of the business.
Sure.
Mutual funds, variable annuities, anything that's related to directly in the stock market and bond type markets. Robert does more of the fixed investments, fixed annuities and things that have a little more guarantees on some of those.
Yeah, like MIGAs fixed index annuities where there's principal protection and
Okay. All those things have shifted a lot over the past few years where a lot of the investments that I deal with now have a lot more guarantees than they had in the past as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard about these buffered index portfolios. Yeah. We'll probably talk about them on future shows. Yeah. Maybe even have some portfolio managers come in and join us and talk about those things with you. Well, I think it's great that you've been helping people in the community here for so long, David, and you've seen it all. You've seen a lot of changes. And I think that's great to get somebody with your experience in helping people plan out their finances and really with the goal of having enough money to live comfortably in retirement and meet your retirement goals, right?
Yes, that's the goal. And that's the thing we enjoy the most is seeing helping them early on, building toward the retirement, and then living comfortably in retirement and not to worry about running out of money. That's people's biggest fear.
Yeah, that isn't it, though. It is amazing. I saw a survey the other day that showed that people's number one fear was running out of money in retirement, even more than death itself.
Right, that's so true.
Yet people spend more time planning their summer vacations than they do their retirement. So
that's true as well.
It's
yes.
Human nature, I guess. And that's why we have the show here. And I know you were telling me some of the things you want to talk about each week on the show, and we're going to cover a lot. I mean, there'll be a show on IRAs or Roth conversions or, maximizing Social Security or, you know, what to do, how to handle market risk and be prepared for that, managing your portfolios. I know you deal with this a lot. And so you can really help people because most people are retiring with money that's all in the market, right? Before they retire, typically it's all in a 401k or an IRA or a 403b, some type of a retirement account. And
right, exactly.
That's important, isn't it? Well, I think this is going to be a great show. You've got a great topic for us. Tell us a little bit about our topic today.
Well, our topic today comes from an article out of Yahoo Finance entitled, yep, "The China Traffic Pause Has Wall Street Scaling Back Recession Calls." Since President Trump's tariffs began dominating the financial news sector earlier this year, many who make their living in the financial world have been debating the likelihood that those tariffs would lead to a recession in the United States. But now that the U.S. and China have agreed to slash tariffs for 90 days, while negotiations for a longer-term agreement continue, there's renewed optimism that we may be able to avoid a recession.
Well, yeah, and that's really important. You want to avoid a recession, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm glad the talk is now that we're going to avoid it. I know for a while the news media was just that's all you heard about. Oh, we're going to have a recession, and they're kind of backing off from that.
Yes, that's true. Yes, and in a Yahoo Finance article, U.S. and China to slash tariffs for 90 days as Trump and Xi likely to talk maybe at the end of the week. This has some interesting insights for us. On May 12th, after two intense days of high-stakes conversations, the U.S. and China hit the pause button on what's been a pretty brutal trade war. We're talking about a 90-day stand down and a serious cut in tariffs on both sides, dropping some duties by more than 100 percentage points. That's not just a small tweak, but that's a full-on reset. President Trump called it a total reset with China and mentioned he was likely to reconnect with President Xi later that week. If that conversation moves forward, it could lay the groundwork for even more progress. Here's what it means in plain terms. U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods will fall from a high of 145% down to 30%. And China is slashing their retaliatory tariffs from 125% to just 10%. Tony, that's a game changer for exporters, importers, and frankly, anyone who buys, builds, or invests.
Yeah, I would say so.
This pause isn't just a breather, it's a signal. It tells the market, the business community, and everyday families that progress is possible when cooler heads prevail and strategy takes the wheel.
Well, and you know what? The market certainly has reacted favorably to the news that the two presidents have made progress, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, that's true, Tony. And here's another piece that got folks in the financial world sitting up a little straighter shortly after the announcement, because markets love clarity and they really love signs of progress. And this deal gave them both. The moment the news hit, U.S. futures shot up in pre-market trading. That wasn't just about tariffs, it was about tone, a real meaningful de-escalation. And here's the best part. This 90-day pause isn't just a ticking clock, it's a path. The article even notes that the path could be extended as long as both sides keep showing good faith, stay engaged, and have the kind of dialogue that actually moves the needle. The U.S. and China even released a joint statement, which is in itself a rare thing these days, which said both sides plan to keep the conversation going, alternating meetings between our two countries during the next several weeks. That's not just diplomacy, that's momentum. And momentum matters, whether you're managing a portfolio, building a business, or just trying to make smart money moves in uncertain times. This is the kind of news that reminds us that progress happens when people stay at the table and keep talking.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds positive. So what do you think about the chances of the talks between the U.S. and China actually leading to a mutually agreeable and lasting deal, not just 90 days going beyond that?
Well, Tony, to answer that, let's zoom in on what this weekend's talks actually tackled, because this wasn't just a handshake and a photo op. This was the first round in what's expected to be a long, layered negotiation covering everything from intellectual property to steel, semiconductors, agriculture, and even fentanyl. And here's something that surprised a lot of folks in a good way. Fentanyl became a central focus of the conversation. One U.S. official even called it the upside surprise of the weekend. The Chinese showed up ready to talk, sending a deputy minister to engage directly on the issue. That's a signal. They know it's serious, and they're showing up with substance, not just sound bites. That said, the 20% tariff the U.S. put in place early in Trump presidency, specifically tied to the fentanyl imports, is still in place. And that's why, even after the recent agreement, U.S. tariffs are dialing back to 30%, while China's fall to 10%. It's also worth noting that some of the tougher sector-specific tariffs, like the ones on electric vehicles and steel, are staying put. These were set before the current administration even took office, and they weren't touched in the May 12th announcement. The takeaway is that this is a solid first step, real progress. But it's just the beginning of a bigger journey, one that's going to take strategy, stamina, and steady follow through. Let me quickly note that if you have concerns about what tariffs and trade deals could mean for your assets and eventual retirement, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial services professional to share those concerns and ask questions. Remember, one of the main drivers behind building a financial strategy is to have it to lean on when the markets get bumpy or murky.
Yeah. And I know that's what you're all about there. And you love hearing from our listeners and from people out there in the community. That's why you do what you do. You mentioned it earlier, to help people with financial strategies. So if our listeners want to know how this is going to affect them, or want to get a second opinion on the plan they have in place or their investments, how can they get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Yes, Tony, they could call our office at 325-673-8933, or they could visit our website at millsmccarran.com. Again, our phone number is 673-8933.
All right. Well, great show so far. This has been a great discussion, talking about the progress that the United States and China have made with negotiating long-term trade deals and putting a hopefully permanent end to the tariff battles eventually here. What's next?
There are even more details I think are relevant, including that it seems unlikely that any deal will include pharmaceuticals. That's because the administration wants to bring those businesses and those supply chains back home to the U.S. And honestly, that's part of the bigger conversation. A member of the U.S. delegation shared that they've zeroed in on 5 or 6 key industries where we've got real vulnerabilities, places where we're either too dependent on overseas suppliers or lacking reliable partnerships. The goal moving forward is more strategic independence or trusted sourcing from close allies. Now, none of this is happening overnight. This deal came after days of calm, calculated de-escalation by the U.S. side and weeks of careful diplomatic posturing. Both countries had dialed up tariffs to the point where it felt like a full-on trade embargo. And make no mistake, each side tried to frame the other as the one who needed to make a deal more. But that's how leverage works in any negotiation. It's not about who yells the loudest. It's about who stays focused on the outcomes. And here's what matters. Both sides came back to the table, progress was made, and now there's room to keep moving forward. For anyone out there leading a business, running a household, or building a financial plan, this is your reminder. Strategy is better than reaction. Stay clear on your priorities, control what you can, and never be afraid to step back, regroup, and come back to the table smarter than you left it.
I like that. Come back to the table smarter than you left it. Well, and I certainly understand, David, that anything can happen and these upcoming negotiations will likely be difficult. But am I correct that the May 12th announcement went a long way in calming this whole situation?
Yes, Tony. And now here's where things have started really to turn. Up until recently, President Trump's tone about China had been firm, some might even say unflinching. As late as May 7th, he told reporters that the U.S. was losing nothing by not trading with Beijing. And when asked if he had considered lowering that sky-high 145% tariff before negotiations began, he gave a classic Trump response, no. But then the tone began to shift. And if you've been in any kind of negotiation, whether business, personal, or political, you know, tone is everything. By May 8th, there was a subtle pivot. The president said that if this weekend's talks went well, tariffs could come down. And just a day later, on May 9th, he posted that bringing tariffs down to 80% seems right. That's a meaningful move. That's someone opening the door. Not wide open, but unlocked and cracked just enough to say, let's talk.
Sure.
Then came May 10th, after the meetings in Switzerland, where he called it a very good meeting with China, negotiated it in a friendly but constructive manner. That's a dramatic shift in posture and a lesson in strategic communication. Because sometimes strength isn't about doubling down. It's about knowing when to pivot, when to de-escalate, when to shift from pressure to progress. That's something you can take into every part of life, negotiations with a client, a team, a vendor, or even yourself. Keep your principles, but stay open to progress. That's how deals get made and futures get built.
Wow. Well, I'll admit, David, my head's spinning a bit from trying to keep track of the entire tariff timeline. Can you give us a rundown?
Yes, Tony. Let's take a quick walk through what's been a dramatic few months on the global stage and perhaps a master class in negotiation, positioning, and what happens when two economic heavyweights decide to flex. It all started on February 1st with a warning shot. President Trump imposed a 10% tariff on all Chinese imports, framing it as a response to the fentanyl crisis. It was a bold move meant to send a signal, but not just to China, but to the world. The U.S. was ready to tighten the reins. Then came the follow-through in March. Tariffs jumped up to 20%. And China? They didn't sit still. They hit back with a 15% tariff on U.S. agricultural exports that targeted key industries and key states. That's how trade wars work. Every move has a counter. On April 2nd, President Trump took it up another notch, calling it Liberation Day. We all remember that.
Oh, yeah.
He rolled out a sweeping 34% tariff on Chinese imports, and tensions were fully escalated. China matched it on April 9th and added a few extra restrictions for good measure. At this point, it wasn't just a disagreement. It was a full-on economic standoff. Things then hit their peak on April 9th when the U.S. raised tariffs to a whopping 145%. China responded with 125% of its own. That wasn't just tough talk. It was the equivalent of slamming the trade door shut. And then came the last twist on May 12th, and it's the part we can all learn from. After days of high-level talks in Switzerland, both sides decided to hit pause, a 90-day truce. Tariffs came way down, with U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods dropping from 145% to 30%, and China dropping theirs from 125% to just 10%. Now, that's not just de-escalation. That's strategy. That's a return to the table. And whether you're negotiating global trade or next quarter's business goals, the lesson is the same. Know when to hold firm and know when to make space for progress.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. Now, let's keep the show rolling because you've been giving us a lot to chew on. During the show today, you've been breaking down this 90-day tariff pause between the U.S. and China. They just announced this on May 12th. And during that break, negotiations between the two nations will continue. And the goal here is a long-lasting deal, which would be great. And that would be good for the markets as well, because the markets have been jerking back and forth so far this year.
Yes, they sure have.
It's stabilized for a bit now because of this 90-day truce, but not knowing what happens in 90 days is still going to be a problem. And so I'm hoping they can get a long-lasting deal. So where do you want to head next here, David?
Well, let's keep our focus on tariffs by next discussing how the pause between the U.S. and China has Wall Street softening its prediction of an impending recession. Another Yahoo Finance article, "The China Tariff Pause Has Wall Street Scaling Back Recession Calls," provides some reasoning. Let's talk about the ripple effect of the recent tariff pause and why it has Wall Street rethinking its recession fears. For a while there, talk of a late 2025 turndown was picking up steam. Economists were worried that the widespread tariffs out of D.C. would heat up inflation and cool down growth. A dangerous combo. But now that the 90-day pause on most of the tariffs hitting Chinese goods, the mood is starting to shift. Economists are still forecasting a slowdown, but not a stallout. In fact, according to J.P. Morgan's top U.S. economist, Michael Feroli, who was the first on Wall Street to ring the recession alarm after those big tariff hikes, recession odds have now dropped below 50%. Here's why that matters for you. Tariffs are, at their core, a tax. And when you roll them back, it's like giving American consumers a $300 billion tax cut. That's money that was going to disappear into higher prices on everything from electronics to groceries that now can stay in your pocket.
Hey, that is good news right there. Yeah, that's why the tariffs caused such a stir, especially when he doubled down on them when Trump said, no, 145%. That's a lot. That's basically a trade embargo. So what's the lesson here, David?
Well, Tony, big picture moves like trade policy aren't just headlines. They affect your grocery bill, your portfolio, even your plans. But smart adjustments grounded in strategy can change the whole game. Whether you're the president of the United States or the CEO of your own household budget, knowing when to ease off the throttle can be just as powerful as knowing when to hit it. Stay focused, stay fluid. And remember that good news isn't just for Wall Street. It's for everyone who's got a plan and is willing to stick to it.
Yeah, that's the important part. If you're not working with a financial professional, you don't have a plan, make sure you give Robert and David and the folks there at MMA a call, because I know that you're eager to help them and able to help them put that plan in place or get a second opinion on where they're at. You got to do that because you guys can help our listeners out there be certain that their financial strategies match these current events. So what else do you want to talk to us about?
Well, Tony, it's not just JP Morgan hitting the brakes on recession talk. Other major players are shifting their outlooks too. Yardini Research, Goldman Sachs, even Barclays are all dialing back the doom when seeing signs of resilience. Goldman's economic team just lowered their odds of recession in the next year from 45% down to 35% and even bumped up their growth forecast. They're now calling for a 1% GDP growth in 2025, up from 0.5%. That may not sound like fireworks, but in a year like this, it's a meaningful pivot. Yardini sees even more upside. They've raised their growth expectations to between 1.5% and 2.5%. And Barclays, they went even further, completely removing their recession call after watching how the U.S. backed off the trade throttle. The reason for the shift comes down to momentum and pressure relief. Barclays' chief U.S. economist, Mark Giannone, put it plainly. With tariffs scaling back, there's a lot less friction in the system. That means less disruption to business, fewer shocks to the labor market, and less inflation for consumers to battle. This is the kind of environment where confidence can build again, where the right moves, not just at the policy level, but in your own plan, can start paying off. It's proof that markets respond to smart, intentional de-escalation the same way your clients do, with relief, optimism, and a willingness to re-engage. Keep watching, keep working, and stay ready to work with your financial services professional to act when the opportunity shows up, because it may already be knocking.
You're right. And I think this may be an opportunity knocking. Now, we're out of time for today's show. It just flew by. A lot of great information today. But before we sign off, I want you to let us know and let our listeners know you guys are offering, I love this, a no charge, no obligation consultation. They can come in, you'll run some reports for them, look at where they're at, and give them a second opinion, help them formulate a plan if they don't already have a written plan. How can our listeners out there do that?
Yes, Tony. They can call our office at 325-673-8933, or they can go to our website at www.millsmccarran.com. That's spelled MillsMccagharen. I have an Irish spelling. Or they can call our office at 325-673-8933, and we'd be glad to talk with you and help you in any way we can.
Yeah. And just to repeat, that's McCarran, spelled MC capital C A G H R E N. And I love it because it's Irish, and I'm half Irish, half English. So I'm always at war with myself. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. My mom's side was full Irish. My dad's side is full English. I don't know how that ever happened, but it works. David, great show today. A great topic, pulled right from the headlines today. A great first show. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for today's episode of MMA Financial Talk with our host, David McCarran.
Thanks for tuning in to MMA Financial Talk. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Robert Mills and David McCarran at Mills McCarran & Associates by calling 325-673-8933 or visiting millsmccarran.com. Be sure to visit us next time for another episode of MMA Financial Talk.
David McCarran offers securities and investment advisory services offered through Graydon Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA SIPC, Graydon Securities, LLC. ASEC Registered Investment Advisor offers investment advisory services under the DBA of Gradient Wealth Management. David McCarran and Robert Mills offers insurance products and services through Mills, McCarran, and Associates. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.